the highest place.
主，我们把你尊崇你的名至至高。主
，Holy Spirit, glorify Jesus in our midst.
哦，圣灵来荣耀子耶稣的名在我们当中。
Hallelujah. Welcome you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
欢迎你，耶稣。
Thank you, Lord.
欢迎你，我们的主。Hallelujah.
Father, we just thank you for today's Mother's Day.
父，我们今天是母亲节，我们献上感恩。
Father, we just want to pray for all the mothers here.
为我们当中的每一个母亲，我们献上祷告。
Not only we give thanks for them.
不仅为他们的生命，我们献上感恩。
For all the work and labor they give every day.
为他们每日的操劳，他们的劳作，我们献上感恩。
Father, we want to pray for a special anointing.
主，我们为从你来的特别的恩膏在每一个母亲的身上。
Upon them to pray for the children.
给他们有恩膏来继续为他们的儿女代祷。
To pray for the husbands,
为他们的丈夫代祷
that they may be a household of faith,
让他们成为信心之家
united in hearts and spirit,
让他们在灵魂体都在你里面得以合一
to fulfill your purpose in this land,
让他们真的实现主你在这片土地在他们生命中的旨意
Father, encourage them in the Lord,
主要在主里面来鼓励刚强他们的信心
strengthen them when they feel tired.
主让他们身体软弱的时候，你要亲自刚强他们。
And fill them with the Holy Spirit.
让圣灵你充满他们。
Give them a special touch today, Lord.
主愿今天在我们的同在，带你的同在当中，给他们有个特殊的触摸。
Father, we also want to lift up Joshua and Suzanne.
主把我们的牧师 Joshua 和师母 Suzanne 放在你手中。
As they have gone away for this not retreat weekend but advanced weekend.
让他们得一个不是只是退休会，而是一个前进的一个营会。
We pray that they will encounter your presence in their own place.
主，我们祷告在他们这个特殊的地方，他们与你的同在相遇。主
，Give them a special gift, Lord.
主，给他们有个特殊的恩赐。
Let them know your love and your power.
让他们可以真的在你的同在当中领受主你的爱和你的能力。
Speak to them in dreams and in words.
在他们的异梦当中、异象当中来对他们说话。
And we pray for them to have a really blessed time.
主，为他们祷告，他们有一个很蒙福的时候。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Please be seated. Amen.
大家请坐。
Okay, so we praise the Lord. So today's Mother's Day.
好，感谢主，今天是我们知道是母亲节。
And for mothers, I know a lot of mothers like to talk about the kids.
Sorry.
A lot of mothers like to talk about the kids.
我们母亲呢，就是做妈妈的嘴里面就是都是离不开孩子，总是讨论孩子的事情。
They like to boast about how good they are.
或者总是会在常常会夸口自己的孩子。
I hope in this church that no mothers will moan about how bad they are.
我希望我们教会的妈妈都不会整天去埋怨我们的孩子，他们怎么不好。
So today, as I was thinking, oh, Mothering Sunday, who shall we talk about?
今天当我准备这个信息的时候，我想说，哦，这是母亲节的主日，那到底我应该讲什么呢？
So as I was contemplating about talking something else, the Holy Spirit convicted me to change to talk about Jesus.
当我在想说要讲另外一个主题的时候，圣灵引导我说来讲关于耶稣的事。
So I don't know how you think about your Jesus.
可能我不知道你心目中的耶稣是怎么样一个形象。
Do you boast about him like we boast about our children?
就好像我们做母亲，我们常常在人面前夸耀我们的孩子，你也会在人前去夸耀我们的主吗？
How mighty he is!
我们的主如何的大能？
How good he is!
我们的神如何的良善？
And how much he loved us!
我们的神如何的爱我们？
It's something to boast about, really.
其实这些都可以让我们来夸口我们的神。
And I don't know how much in your conversation daily you boast about Jesus.
我不知道在你每日日常的交谈当中，你有多么经常来夸口你的主。
So today I'm going to just go through something about Jesus that all of you know.
可能今天我跟大家分享一些关于我们主的一些性情，可能大家都知道的。
But in talking about it, I hope you put into practice that you actually boast about who Jesus is.
但是我希望大家在你日常的操练当中，我们来操练，不断的去夸口我们的主。
Firstly, Jesus is God.
首先知道我们的主他是神。
He is God and the only true God.
他是唯一的至高的神。
He is not someone that you follow because he's got great wisdom or knowledge.
不是因为他只是有智慧有能力你才跟随他。
Although he does.
虽然他确实有蛮有智慧的神。
No, he is just a great leader like the president or the prime minister that many people want to listen to.
或者就好像在世上的一些统治者领袖或者总统，你觉得是他一个好的领袖，你要跟随他。
Jesus is the mighty God, but he knows your name.
他是那个知晓你名字的一个全能的神。
Even he knows us inside out, he still loves us. You think about it, sometimes we like to hide, you know, those things that are not very good in front of our friends even.
很多时候我们在人面前常常把我们内心深处有些我们觉得见不得人的事情隐藏起来。
But before Jesus, nowhere to hide.
但是在主面前没有人可以隐藏任何事情。
He is the mighty God and he is the omnipresent God.
他是无所不在的神，他也是唯一的神。
He's everywhere.
他是无处不在的。
He knows what you're thinking.
他知道你的心思意念。
He knows what you do.
他也知道你所做的每一件事情。
He even knows your motive before you do it.
甚至在你做之前，他知道你做事那个动机。
Yet he still loves you.
但是他仍然爱着你。
He doesn't reject you.
他并没有拒绝你。
He knows you so much that he still wants to love you with all of his life.
他真的，尽管他如此，就这样这么了解我们，但是他仍然用全部的爱来爱我们。
And only Jesus, out of all the religions, claimed that he is God.
在所有的这些宗教当中，只有耶稣他说他是神。
No other religions reader claim that they are God.
没有任何其他的宗教说他们是神。And
believe it or not, right? I got this scripture before Joshua preached it. And then when Joshua preached this scripture, I thought, Holy Spirit, you really want to nail this scripture into our hearts.
所以其实在我要讲这个经文之前呢，牧师在牧师讲之前，我已经有这个经文了。然后我听到Joshua讲这个经文，我觉得是圣灵再一次给我们一个确认。So
here it goes again, Colossians chapter 1, 15.
所以在哥罗西书1章15节。
Now, he is the exact, not this one, Colossians chapter 1, verse 15.
哥罗西书1章15节。
No, this one.
人子是未见之事。
No, not this one. No, Colossians.
哥罗西书。
Colossians. Those who have Bible, you don't have to wait for this. You can look at your Bible.
哥林多前书。
No, Colossians.
哥罗西书。哥罗西书1章15节。
Well, anyway, I'm going to read now. Now he is the exact likeness of the unseen God. Jesus is the visible representation of our invisible God.
哥罗西书1章15节，爱子是那不能看见之神的像，是首生的，是在一切被造的以先。So
no one can see God.
没有人看见我们的父神。
Because he's too holy.
因为他太圣洁了。But
he wishes to commune with men.
但是他很渴慕与人有团契沟通。So
he sent Jesus.
所以他派他的爱子耶稣来。So
for us, we can see Jesus because Jesus came to us.
所以对于我们来说，我们可以看得见耶稣，因为他道成肉身，降世为人。
He is the visible representation of our invisible God.
他是那看不见神的一个代表，一个像。
And in verse 16 it says, For it was in him that all things were created, in heaven and on earth, things seen and things unseen, whether thrones, dominions, rulers, and authorities, all things were created and existed through him, in him, and for him.
16节这里讲，因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上的、地上的，能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一概都是借着他造的，又是为他而造的。So
this very long scripture talks about it is for Jesus that we are created.
所以在这个好像看似很长的经文当中，简而言之就是我们的受造是为了耶稣。
Verse 16, that's it, yeah. So, it's for him we are created in him.
所以我们是为他而造，而且借着耶稣而造的。
For his purpose we exist.
因为耶稣，我们成为我们受造的原因，存在的原因。
Have you thought about that you are born because of, for Jesus' sake?
有没有想过我们的出生其实是为了耶稣呢?
It's for him.
是为了他，为了主。
Our lives are for him.
我们的生命，我们的存在都是为了他。
That's why many people are so lost because they are not living for him.
所以很多时当我们很迷失、很迷茫的时候，是因为我们的生命不是为主而活。
They feel that, oh, they go to work every day, they earn money, and they go through every day, just like that, day after day, day after day. There seems to be like, what's that for?
可能很多时候我们活在世上，每天去上班、下班，日复一日，年复一日，每天都照班，就是这样过着，但是不知道我们这样活着的目的是什么。
The Bible tells us here, Colossians chapter 1, verse 16, it says, For his purpose we exist.
在这里，哥罗西书一章十六节非常清楚地讲到，我们是为他而造的。
For his plan on earth, we exist.
是他在这全地的旨意和计划，我们存在。
We exist through him by his service and intervention.
我们借着他的，我们借着他的事工，我们存在。和他的介入到我们的生命当中，我们存在。
In him and for him we exist.
在他里面，也借着他，我们才存在的。
There is this song, I was made for him.
有一首诗歌说，我是为主而造的。
Every time I sing this song, I really feel like I'm in touch with my creator.
每次我唱这首歌的时候，我感受到我的生命与这个我的创造主相连接。
Because to be honest, right, if I'm not a Christian on this earth, I'd rather die and go to heaven. I don't see any point.
如果作为基督徒，我觉得活在世上我已经得救了，信主了。那么我为什么要活在世上呢？不如去死了，去直接去天堂了。
And believe it or not, even for eating, I feel tired already.
可能不管你们相不相信，就是我觉得吃东西，我都觉得好像都啊够了，受够了。
For 50 odd years, eating the same thing over and over again, I just feel like.What is that for?
好像过去已经五十多年，我们每天都吃不同样的东西，一复一日，年复一日，年，到底为什么呢
？For Jesus, we exist.
但是知道我们的存在是为了我们的主。
It's for His purpose we exist.
是为了他的神圣的目的，我们存在。
Not because we can earn more money, we can spend more money, and then we can buy more clothes or we can eat more things.
不是为了我们活着，为了赚多钱，花更多的钱，买更多东西，吃更多东西。
Man doesn't live on bread alone, but by every word.Proceed from the word of God.
人活着不是单靠面包，而是从神口中所出的每一句话。
But we toil for food.
但是我们也是为了食物而劳作。
And sometimes as Christians, we worry about food.
很多时候我们也为我们日用的饮食而担忧。
We worry about when our job is going to come.
我们担忧我们下一个工作什么时候来呢
？We worry about our kids.
我们也为我们的孩子担忧。
We worry about all these things.That the Lord Jesus told us is not important.
可能我们为这在主告诉我们在世上很多不重要的事情，我们不住的去担忧。
Because seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, all these things will be provided to you.
主告诉我们说，让我们寻求他的神的国和他的义的时候，我们一切的所需都会加添给我们。
So not only Jesus is God, He is my God. Hallelujah.
所以主不是只是神，他是我的神，我个人的神。
Think about that. He is your God.
当我们仔细去默想，他是你的神。
Close your eyes and tell yourself, He is my God.
闭上眼睛，告诉我们自己说，他是我的神。主耶稣，你是我的神。
And with an attitude, He is my God.
然后有这种很有信心的一种确据，知道说他是我的神。
In front of the devil, speak it. It's my God.
我们在仇敌面前，我们宣告耶稣是我的神。
Amen.
Amen.
When you know that He's your God, it makes a great difference, isn't it?
当我们知道他是我个人的神的时候，有一个极大的不同，不是吗
？Especially when you have a real relationship with God.
特别当我们跟主有一个很特别的关系的时候。
When Jesus walks with you daily and talks with you daily.
当我们的主每日与你同行，每天都与你沟通和交流的时候。
And every day He tells you, you are His very own.
每天主都会用不同的方式的告诉我们，我们是他所爱的，所有的。
You are His beloved.
我们是他所亲爱的孩子。
You don't have to fear for tomorrow.
我们不需要为明天担忧或惧怕。
Because this mighty God is your God.
因为这个至高的神、全能的神是你的神。
This mighty God loves you.
这个伟大的神他爱我。
This mighty God who created this whole earth cares about you, this little dust.
所以这个创造宇宙万物天地万物的神竟顾念爱我们这个看似尘土的我们
And he's not like all the other God who intimidates or threaten you
他不会像任何其他很宗教那些所有的那些偶像他们很尝试来威胁你恐吓你
And he doesn't watch you so that you just in case you fail or fall I'm going to look at you
他不会是为了在我们身上找任何的差错看着我们以防万一我们会犯错来实时的来
His heart and his thoughts are for you.
他的心思意念就常常的挂念着我们。
The Bible says he has a plan to give you a hope and a future.
在经文当中，他说他知道他为我们锁定的旨意，他的旨意当中是有盼望的，有指望的。
In other religions, you have God who threatens. You're not going to get to heaven unless you do this, that, 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 that.
很多我们知道其他的宗教，他们会这样说：如果你不做这一二三四五的时候，你就不可能去到天堂或得到你想得到的。
My God loves me.
我知道我的神他爱我。
Came to die on the cross for my sin.
他甚至为了我的罪来降世为人，为我钉十字架而死。
And he provided a way for me to go to Father God.
他为我打开了那条又新又活的路，让我通向至圣所。
And he keeps watching over me.
他也不断的来保守我，看顾我。
He doesn't sleep.
他不会打盹，不会休息。
He doesn't slumber.
他也不会睡觉。
He is kind.
他是良善的神。
Jesus is merciful.
耶稣他是慈爱的神。
He is long suffering with you.
他是很久忍耐的神。
Sometimes we look at each other. We are not too long suffering. We cannot stand each other.
那时候我们看我们身边的人生，我们觉得我们没有这个很久忍耐，可能一点点东西我们都受不了。
我都不知道几耐顶到你几耐了哈。
好像我都已经受够，都受忍不了你多久了已经。
But Jesus is long suffering.
但是我们的主他是那很久忍耐。
He look at you making the same mistakes again and again and again. He still look at you with a smile.
看到我们一次又一次的去犯错、跌倒、软弱的时候，他还是那慈祥的爱来看着我们，爱着我们。
He look at you not trusting him again and again and again and questioning him.Who he is, he still look at you with a smile.
看我们一次，他看见我们一次又一次的失信、质疑、怀疑他的时候，他仍然来微笑看着我们。
It's exactly like you looking at your kids, and your kids keep falling and not be able to walk or not be able to ride a bike. You still look at them and go.
就好像我们看着我们的孩子，他们好像在学骑自行车或走路的时候，不断的跌倒，不断的失败，不断的好像去软弱的时候，你好像还是用爱来看着他们。
Jesus is your God.Who loves to have a close relationship with you?
耶稣是那一位想要与你有很亲密关系的那位神。
Do you know every day he longs for you to call him?
大家不知道我们的神每天都很期盼我们来跟他打电话呢。
How do I call him?
我如何打电话跟主呢？给主打电话呢
？How do you call Jesus?
我们如何打电话给主呢
？You pray.
借着祷告。
You don't pray because.There is this lost prayer you follow, or you don't pray because, your pastor Joshua said you have to pray several hours.
可能很多时候我们觉得说祷告是用固定的形式、固定的时间，有些东西来限制着我们无法去祷告。
You want to have a close relationship with Jesus, so you call him.
因为我们想跟主有个亲密的关系，所以我们时时刻刻的想打电话给他。
Me and my cousin Mandy always talk.
我跟我的表妹常常讲电话。
We always talk.
我们常常沟通讲话。
So either he calls me or I call her, and then we talk for a long time.
不管是我打给他，还是他打给我，我们常常就是保持联系的一种状态。
She shares with me her difficulty, her daily lives.
她常常给我分享她日常中遇到的困难和挑战。
Her vision in God.
或者她在神里面的意象。
What does she want to do?
或者她想要做什么。
You know, actually, the Lord Jesus loves to do that with you.
同样呢，我们的主也很希望我们这样跟他有个沟通。
Just call him and talk to him about your daily lives.
就是我们在祷告当中就这样子跟主沟通，告诉我们每日发生的事情。
Don't offload to your husband or your wives or all these people and then make them even sadder.
不要把我们那种苦里面的苦水啊，倒给我们身边的丈夫或者我们妻子，让他们的已经很沉重了，就更沉重了。
You know, it's so funny. Yesterday, I went to this pastor's meeting.
昨天呢，我去参加一个牧师的一种会议。
I hope they're not listening.
希望他们不会听到我这样讲。
And there was this very experienced pastor, right, sharing about their family life.
有一个很有经验的牧师，当时分享他家里的事情。
And they were sharing, oh, how difficult it is not to bring the church business back home and offload.
他就觉得很，就是说不要，他说把教会的事情带到家里面，然后去分享给家里的人。
And then, the wife, who is another executive pastor, say, oh, we try to not to allow our conversation influence the children.
然后 他的妻子呢其实也是做牧师的，然后他就说我们尝试不要让我们之间的对话呢影响到我们的孩子。
Because when you talk about the church, you know, business, the children at the meal time will listen to everything that goes on.
所以可能他们在吃饭的时间呢，可能只是家庭的一个沟通，他们会讲到教会的事情，然后这些事情呢可能就会被他们的孩子所听到。
So not only they are affected because they look at that person, they think negatively, or they tend to have a negative outlook.
所以就是因为他们听到他们父母的对话呢，他们就可能对教会的某某某有一些异样的眼光。
So I was thinking, why don't you offload to Jesus?
然后当时我就想着，为什么把这些问题交托给神呢？
来到耶稣面前呢？ Upload to Jesus first, sort yourselves out, then you can bring a positive, you know, sharing into the dinner table.
我想说，如果为什么不在这之前就来到神面前、主面前，把你的重担卸下来，然后呢，被神充满之后，带着一个积极的态度来跟你的儿女分享
？I'm not at all criticizing, but I was thinking somehow we offload to people a lot, but we don't offload to Jesus.
我也不尝试去论断他们，但是 我常常在想，我们可能很习以为常的把我们的重担给身边的人倾诉。
But Jesus loves to be offloaded.
但是主其实很愿意我们把我们的重担都交托给他。
He likes to listening to you moaning.
他喜欢听到你在那边哀怨。
Or complaining.
哦，或者投诉、埋怨、
倾诉。You don't believe me? Read Psalms. There's loads of complaints.
可能相信我，我们有很多很多的投诉。
But at the end of the complaints, you actually hear Jesus talking back to you because prayer is both ways.
但是可能我们倒完苦水之后呢，我们会听到耶稣会对我们讲话，因为祷告是一个双向的一种沟通。
And Jesus is this mighty God who loves to commune with us.
耶稣就是那一位伟大的神，他愿意来跟我们每个人交流。
Who loves to have this close relationship with us like friends.
他希望像好像我如同我们的朋友一样，跟我们有一个很亲密的关系。
Jesus is his name.
耶稣是他的名字。
He is our mighty God.
他是那大全能的神，至高的神。
And he is our loving God.
他也是一个慈爱的神。
So not only he is my God.
他不光是我们的神，我们个人的神。
He is a mighty healer.
他也是我们的医治者。
I just noticed on that window, can you see on the left-hand corner, healer?
所以我们看到我们这个教会的上面这个图画当中那个。医治者是其中一个神的头衔。
I know my best friend in Canada is listening, but I have to talk about her.
我知道我最好的朋友在加拿大那个朋友，他可能听我们今天这个讲道。
She goes to a traditional church.
他平时是去传统教会。
And once she was asking me, why do you guys always talk about Jesus healing?
当时他就很好奇问，为什么你们教会总是讲说耶稣医治啊，耶稣医治这样事情。
He does.
然后我们说确实啊神他医治呀。
You read the whole four gospels, lots of healings.
当我们读四福音书的时候里面满了耶稣行神迹医治的事情。
We saw him healing the blind, healing the deaf, the paralyzed, Jairus' daughters, the 10 lepers, the woman with the issues of blood, and so on.、
Okay. 所以我们看到那些瞎眼的得医治，那些瘸腿的行路，我们看到那些百夫长的女儿，那些病人得医治。
We read in Matthew chapter 9,we can get that scripture 35 it says Jesus went about all the cities and villages teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing all kinds of diseases and every weakness and infirmity
好了这里马太福音9章35节说耶稣走遍各城各乡在会堂里教训人宣讲天国的福音又医治各样的病症
It's Matthew chapter 9
在马太福音九章三十五节。
So here it talks about what Jesus did when he was on earth.
当耶稣在地上的时候，他所做的事情。
He was curing all kinds of diseases.
他医治各样的病症。
He was healing all kinds of weaknesses and infirmity.
他把各样的疾病、疑难杂症，他都医治了。
So this is a very special things that Jesus on earth he did.
这是主在世的时候他所做的很特别的事情。
So I was wondering, if you have an illness, sometimes you're not well, wouldn't you be really grateful that Jesus heals?
所以很多时候当我们身体遇到有疾病 有疼痛的时候我们会是不是应该很感知到我们的主他是医治的主。
Just as a matter of interest, how many of you experienced the healing of Jesus in your own life?
我们相信我们当中多少人
Lift it high, boast about it.
我们当中多少人有经历过医治的神的医治？
有几多人试过被耶稣医治？举手。
有多少人试过真的被主耶稣医治过的
？Turn around, have a look.
让我们看看我们身边的人，有多少人你经历过被主医治的
？They are our witnesses.
我们这些，我们都是耶稣的见证。
Our Jesus is a healer.
我们知道我们的主耶稣他是医治者。
That's the reason why he has to suffer.
这就是为什么他要在十字架之前他受苦难。
Some people ask, why didn't Jesus just go on the cross and die?Quick death.
很多人想说，为他钉十字架流血死舍命就好了，为什么要受这么的苦呢
？Why did he have to go through the whipping, the teasing, the accusation, and all those bad things before the cross?
为什么他在去到十字架之前要受被鞭伤、被唾弃、被辱骂、被羞辱这所有的事情呢？
And every time when I have a headache, I remember he wore the crown of thorns for me.
每次我有经历头痛的时候，我记得耶稣他戴上那个荆棘的冠冕为了我。
Whenever I have back pain or people have back pain, I remember Jesus was whipped on the back for them.
所以当我们每次有人经历背疼痛的时候，我记得耶稣他的背被鞭打。
Whenever we have betrayal from our closest families or friends.
当我们被我们最亲的人背叛的时候
I remember Jesus was betrayed, hurt by the closest people.
我记得我的主他也曾经被他最亲的人所背叛。
That's why the Bible says, by his stripes we are healed.
所以在以赛亚书说因着他的鞭伤我们得医治。
In Isaiah 53, it actually does say this.
在以赛亚书53章确实这样讲因着他的鞭伤我们得医治。
Isaiah 53 verse 10, it says, Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him.
这里以赛亚书五十三，等一下，以赛亚书五十三章，五十三章十节说，这是神所耶和华所喜悦的。耶和华喜悦将他压伤，使他受痛苦。
It pleased the Lord to bruise his only son.
为什么会讨父神的喜悦让他去让他自己的儿子受鞭伤受痛苦呢
Would you please to see your son being hurt?
如果你看到你自己的孩子受痛苦你难道开心吗
That's how much he loves all of us.
这就是神对我们每个人的爱的程度。
If Jesus did not suffer a painful death,
如果耶稣他没有经历这个痛苦的死亡的时候
we cannot have divine health.
我们不能经历这种神圣的医治。
If Jesus were not suffered a excruciating pain, our pain will not be gone.
如果主耶稣他没有为我们受这些无法忍受痛苦的时候，今天我们的痛苦也不能得医治。
He suffered so that we can have a good relationship with the Father God again.
他的因为他的受难，让我们跟父神有一个关系。
You know.It may surprise you. The Bible actually say we were enemies of Father God.
可能在你可能很吃惊哈，但是圣经当中讲到我们是与神为敌的。
It's not because God hate you.
并不是说神恨我，讨厌我们。
God hate the rubbish that is engulfing in your life.
他讨厌的不是我们这个人，而是我们里面的罪。
I always think that this vivid picture is.Jesus has to dig his hand in the pool, toilet pool, and pick out the diamonds.
我常常会有一种很形象的一个图片，就是那耶稣他要伸他的手进了一个很脏的那种大粪池里面，把一个东西拿出来。
You are the diamond.
我把那个在大粪池里面一个钻石给捞出来，那个钻石是我是谁？就是我。
But unfortunately, we are in the midst of the pools.
但很不幸的是我们在一个很肮脏的一个粪池里面。
But Jesus loves you so much, he's willing to dig into this and pick out you.
但是他如此的爱我们，他愿意来进入到所有的，好像成为一个污秽的样式，为了来拯救我们。
That's how much he loves you.
这是他多么的爱我们。
That's how much he wants to use his blood to clean you inside out.
这是他愿意他舍流他的宝血，以致把我们里外都洁净了。
And in Psalms 147 verse 3, it does say, he heals the brokenhearted.
在诗篇41章说他医治忧伤的人，医好伤心的人。
And binds up their wounds.
他裹好他们的伤处。
So when we talk about Jesus being our healer, he is not just limited to your physical healing.
所以当我们说主耶稣不是只是医治我们肉体的一种疾病。
Heart is a very complicated place.
我们的心是一个非常复杂的地方。
When our hearts are hurt, it may take a long time to recover.
当我们的心受伤的时候，可能会需要很长的时间来痊愈。
Sometimes I think the men think that women are just, you know, so weak. Everything you just start crying.
那时候男人可能觉得女人很太感性了太脆弱了好像一点因为小小的事情就在那边哭泣
But we are
确实我们是有这个感性的一面
Even though sometimes you may be like Ruth or me very loud
可能你我就像我或 Ruth 这样子好像感觉声音大大声的
We're easily hurt.
但是我们也会是受，会容易受到伤害的。
And I'm sure the men are too.
但是我男人可能同样也会受到伤害。
But thanks be to God, Jesus is our healer.
感谢主，他是我们的医治者。
Not only you can forget your hurt.
不光是我们可以忘记我们的伤痛。
He can restore your heart to a complete new heart that you don't hurt anymore.
他可以把我们曾经很受伤的心完全的医治修复好，变成一个完全的一个新心。
He can heal your broken heart so much that there are no scars.
他甚至把你那个曾经破碎到不能再破碎的心，可以修复到一个完全完好、完美无瑕的一个状态。
Because the Bible says he will bind up your wounds.
他说会裹好你的伤处。
He will apply first aid and operate on your heart personally.
他会在我们身上做一个很特别的手术，能做很奇妙的工作，把它医好。
Last night I was thinking, Jesus not only is my great physician, he's my pharmacist too.
那时候我觉得医生，耶稣不光是我的好医生，也是我的好药剂师。
He knows exactly what medicine to apply to our heart.
他非常清楚我们需要用什么的药来医好我们。
So all we need to do is to present ourselves to him.
我们需要做的就是把我们自己带到主面前。
But no, no, we don't want him to touch my wound.
但是很多人说，哦，不要神来触摸我的伤。
It hurts, don't touch me.
就觉得好像我要把我的那个受伤的地方拿出来，就是很痛的一件事情。
But if you don't see your doctor, how are you going to get healed?
但是如果我们不来到医生面前，我们怎么可以得医治呢？
So I know today there are many of you have hurt.
可能我们当中有很多人有受过不同的伤害。
And many of us just like to hide it under the plaster.
很多时候我们只是好像藏在一个创口贴下面，把那个伤口给遮住了。
Or we try not to talk about it.
或者我们尝试不要再重提往事。
And remember, I don't want you to offload it to your friends and then live your hurt again and again and again all through the years.
再一次呢，我不是提倡大家说把你这些伤害再告诉你的身边的朋友，一次又一次的好像再接那个伤疤。
Just offload it to Jesus.
只是把我们的伤痛卸给主。
Offload to Jesus.
我们交托给主，摆在主面前。
Ask him to heal you.
求主来医治你。
He can heal the brokenhearted.
他能医好伤心的人。
He can bind up your wounds.
他能裹好你的伤处。
Some of you may be hurt by your father.
可能有的人会被你自己的亲你在地上的父亲所受伤害
or hurt by your wives and husband.
或者你的配偶被伤害你
or you hurt by the rejection of your close ones.
或者被你身边的亲朋好友的拒绝过
give it to Jesus.
我们把这些所有的伤痛都带到主面前 他能医治我们
when he heals you can't see the scar.
当他来医治我们的时候一些所有的伤痕都会拿走
you don't remember.
你可能不再记住那些伤害
If you want to hold on to your anger, hold on to your scars, you will only be hurting yourself.
如果你想继续抓住那种怒气、那种伤害的话，那么最后受伤害的是你自己。
If you keep on holding on to talking about what he's done to me, what she's done to me, you don't know what I've gone through. You are hurting yourself.
所以，如果你只是好像祥林嫂一样，不断的去重复你曾经受的伤害，其实你在更加的伤害你自己。
Jesus can heal you.
知道我们的主他可以医好你
If anyone is in Christ he is a new creation
我们在基督里是新造的人
This new creation not just happened when you were born again many years ago
这个不是在我们信主重生的时候我们就有这个新造的人了
It happens now
我们这个新造的人也是现在此时此刻也在发生的
Because the Greek version actually in the original language say All things are becoming new, becoming new.
其实在希腊文当中，这个新造的人是在讲的是一个持续不断的一个时态，在正在进行，正在发生，变成一个新造的人。
So even though you got beaten by the devil and really bad hurt, you can still be a new creation in Christ.
所以尽管我们可能受到伤害，被仇敌攻击，但我们可以在持续不断的过程当中被主医治，成为那个新造的人。
He can make everything new as if you were not hurt before.
他会让一切都变为新的，就好像我们从不曾被伤害一样。
The problem is, do we want to let go?
问题是在于我们愿意放手，愿主来掌权吗？
And the third, I want to talk about is my favorite when I evangelize is Jesus is my Savior.
那么第三点也是我自己在传福音的时候最喜欢提到的一点，就是耶稣基督是我们的救主。
I don't know when you talk to other people about Jesus, what do you talk about?
当你跟其他人讲提起耶稣的时候，你会讲到哪一点呢？
I always talk about Jesus is my Savior.
我经常讲，我常常讲耶稣是我的救主。
I always say Jesus can save you.
我总是说耶稣会拯救你。
Why do I use the word save?
为什么我要讲拯救这个字眼呢？
Well, it's what the Word of God says, so we got to preach the Word of God.
因为这圣经里面讲神的话语，所以我们传就是传主的道。
You know, in Luke chapter 19, verse 10, can we have the scripture, please?
路加福音十九章。
For the Son of Man has come to seek and save the lost.
路加福音十九章。说人子来为要寻找拯救失丧的人。
And in Matthew chapter 1:21, he says, they shall name him Jesus, which means Savior.
马太福音的一章二十节说，我们要给耶稣起名为耶稣，就是弥赛亚的意思。
Because no, not Messiah, it's Savior. Savior.
他要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣。
Because he will save his people from his sin.
因为他要将他的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
So not only when you were born again, you were saved from your sins that you can go to heaven through Jesus.
不光是我们得救，我们重生，我们从我们的罪里面拯救出来，我们可以得到永去永生。
He paid for your penalty of sin.
把我们罪的公价都已经偿还
了。So that you don't have to pay and go to hell.
所以我们不用去到地狱来偿还我们罪的代价。
He's still saving you today.
今天他还在做这个拯救的工作。
He's not just the Savior in those days. He's the Savior today for you.
他不光是在过去时的一个拯救，同时也是一个现在时在拯救我们。
He carry on saving you as long as you call upon him.
只要我们每次呼求他的名，神就会来搭救我们。
Help, Lord!
主啊，帮助我。
Save me, Lord!
主啊，求你来救救我。
And Jesus quickly run to you and say, "Here I am, my beloved."
快快的来到你面前说，我在这里。
No other religion has a savior.
没有任何其他宗教会讲到有一个救世主。
Who is willing to die for their sins?
没有一个救世主愿意为他们别。世人的罪而死。
You will always find the difference.
你总是会每个宗教的不同发现。
A lot of people say, "Oh, every religion talk about the same thing. They just want to guide you to do the right thing."
很多人说，其实每个宗教都差不多的，都是教导人来行善做好事。
To guide you to do the good things.
来教导你怎么做一个好人做好事。
But most of the religions I find is if you don't do the good things, 你死定了，死梗了。
但是很多宗教我发现，很多宗教都说，如果你不做这些事情，那么就有个很恶果，一个后果在里面。
You die for your sins.
可能你会为你的罪你而死。
Because you're not able to do it.
因为你不能做到这些事情。
Aren't you glad we're saved? Not because we can do it, but Jesus already done it for us.
我们是不是应该很庆幸，我们今天得救，并不是因为我们做到，而是因为我们的主他为我们做到了。
He loves you so much, he paid for your penalty of sin.
他如此爱我们，为我们的罪而付了代价。
The Bible says all of us have sinned against the Lord.
圣经讲说，我们都是罪人，我们都亏欠了神的荣耀。
All of us has done something bad.
我们都冒犯了神，得罪了神。
Because God's standard is 100 marks, and we are 97 marks, we are 90 marks, we still fall short of his standard.
是因为神的标准跟我们的人的标准不能相提并论，就是没有一个人可以达到他的标准，我们都亏欠了他的荣耀。
Not only in those days we fall short, today we can still fall short, isn't it?
不管是在很多年前我们得救的时候我们亏欠了荣耀，可能当今的我们也依然亏欠神的荣耀。
So God's wisdom is to pay for it all of your sins yesterday, all of your sins today, all of the sins you're going to commit tomorrow.
所以神做的是他为我们赎的罪是来偿还我们所有的罪，过去现在将来一次永远完全的赎罪。
So it's not because of what you're doing or what you've done that merit you to heaven.
所以并不是因为我们做了什么或我们没有做什么来让我们可以去到天堂。
It's all because of what Jesus has done for you.
完全是在于耶稣为我们所做的。
So all you need to do is what? Accept the gift.
所以我们需要做的就是什么？接受这个礼物，相信他。
You know, in hell, one day you will find out it is not your sins who caused you to go to hell.
可能在地狱当中，我们可能有一天我们，可能我们在地狱当中，我们就不是罪让我们去到地狱。
If you have a trip to hell, you'll find that all of those people are not there because of their sins.
很多如果有机会去到地的话，你会发觉在那边的人，他们并不是因为罪去到那边。
The Bible say it's because they reject the salvation.
是因为他们拒绝了在他们面前赐给他们的救恩。
They reject this gift of salvation.
他们拒绝了这个救恩的一个礼物。
Jesus has provided the way out for us.
耶稣为我们开启了那个道路。
When you are drowning,
当我们要溺水的时候，要失去生命的时候，
Do you say to those people who throw you the float and say, "Oh, I think about it tomorrow"?
你会当对着那些要把那个浮那个救生圈丢给你的那个人说，哦，我可能想一想吧，明天我可能再要不要接受。
When you're drowning, do you think that, I'm going to study this theology about the Trinity?
可能如果就算你要在溺水要死掉的时候，你没想过，可能你会说，哦，我可能再研读一下这个神学，关于三位一体的神再说吧。
No, when you're drowning, you actually grab hold of the float and be saved.
所以当你在要溺水要失去生命的那一刻，你所做的就是抓住那个救生圈来得救活下去。
Jesus is jumping in to save you.
耶稣他跳进来，迫不及待来拯救我们。
You need to stop struggling with him and striving with him.
我们不要在那边自我的纠结、自我挣扎了。
You know those lifeguards trying to save people and they're going, all that is very hard to save.
所以很多时候，当那些救生员他们要救那些溺水的人、落水的人的时候，他们就是动来动去，就很难去搭救他们。
I'm very touched every time I hear this testimony about Kamal.
我每次听到这个见证的时候，我都很感动。
Kamal.
Kamal.
Kamal is the name.
那个关于说出来的这个见证。
Every time I listen to this, I cried.
每次我听这个见证叫出来的这个见证的时候，我都很感动。
Because it proves that my God really, really loves him.
就是很像我印证的是我们的神真的真的很爱我们。
Kamal is this jihad Muslim who was raised to become the hardcore terrorist.
Kamal 就是
Kamal.
Kamal 是一个哦 ，sorry， 刚刚讲错了。那个 Kamal 是一个人的名字哈。他说他的一个见证，当时他呢是被他们从小教养成为那个
jihad Muslim，
就是那种
hardcore terrorist，
他们那种作为恐怖分子的那种伊斯兰教。
So when he was 4 years old, his mother taught him about the Quran.
所以就在可兰经，当时他四十的时候，他妈妈跟他讲了那个可兰经。
And taught him about how Allah will reward those people who kill Christians and Jews.
他说，就是阿拉他们所信奉的那个神哈，会奖励那些如果你杀了基督徒，你会得到赏赐。
Kamal was told one day he'll be martyred for Allah and die for Allah.
所以Kamal 他从小就被教导说他会为了他们的那个神、他们的主而死、舍命。
And it's actually an honor in Islam.
可能在伊斯兰教，他们觉得他们能做这种事，能舍命这件事很荣耀的一件事情。
When he was 7 years old, he was sent to this training camp to learn how to use weapons and to engage enemies.
他七岁的时候，他就去到那个训练营来训练他们做什么呢？来使用各样的武器。
So when he was 20, he thought that he graduated. So he went to the Bible strip of a small Midwestern town in America.
所以当他二十岁的时候，他觉得已经接受所有的训练，他已经预备好了做这个大使命，所以他去到了一个去美国参加一个神学，不是
No, he's going to wage war against the Christians.
所以他去到那边，他想要去跟基督徒里面交战。
Because this streets right is the hardcore Bible Christians.
他说在那个乡村那个街道上面有很多那些他们信仰很坚定的基督徒。
So he want to wage the culture jihad on them.
他想把他们那个伊斯兰教，他在那边去改变他们的信仰
，shifting the culture，
把他们去大大的影响他们那边的那种宗教。
Because in Islam, the American liberty is actually anti-Islam.
因为在美国，其实他们是反对这些恐怖极端分子的。
And he said to himself, "I'm anointed."
然后他觉得自己是非常受恩膏的人。
I'm elected by Allah.
他说我被阿兰，就是我被我们的那个神啊，是拣选去做这个事情。
I'm going to infiltrate these Christians.
我要可能要渗透这些基督徒他当中去影响他们。
So he went to this district, and one afternoon he got a car wreck.
所以他那天去到他们那个地方的时候呢，他就遇到一个车祸。
And he broke his neck in two places.
然后当时他的那个他的 颈椎呢，伤害了两个地方。
So he was sent to hospital, and this surgeon operated on him, and it was serious.
然后当时他被送到医院来接受那些外科医生的手术。
And he told him that he would take weeks to recover.
然后医生告诉他需要可能几周的时间，数周的时间来恢复。
And he needed to be careful, but there was nobody.
他需要有人来照顾他，但是他当时是孤独一人的。
So this orthopedic surgeon took this stranger into his home.
所以这个整形外科医生呢，就把这个Kamal 他带到他家里
to take care of him during his recovery and treated him like family.
然后呢，在他恢复的这段时间呢，就非常细心的去照料他，把他当作家人一样。
And they have Jews visiting, and then when he got better, he was actually helping to cook for the Jews.
所以他们有犹太人来探望他们家里，所以当他身体后来慢慢恢复的时候，他为这些犹太人做饭。
And he was thinking, I'm a jihad Muslim. I'm a hardcore.Islam.
他说我是恐怖集团分子，我是伊斯兰教，为什么我会做这种事情？
Why am I cooking for these nice people who has been treating me like family?
为什么我会为这些好像把我看作家人的那些人来为他们跟他们做饭呢？
I'm supposed to kill them.
我的使命不是要去其实杀掉这些人吗？
But they're nice people.
但是他们确实真的很善良的人。
And they have a relationship with their Jesus.
然后他们相信的耶稣有一个关系。
And as he finished recovery,There was this basket in front of the house.
所以当他后来完全痊愈之后呢，他在那个房，他的家门口看到有一个篮子。
In the reception area, every week they've been putting money to save up in this basket.
所以呢，每周呢，他们在那个门厅门口呢，他们会把钱放进那个篮子里面来存这个钱。
And then on the last day, as he was leaving to go home, this orthopedic surgeon took this basket and then bought a new car for her.Him.
所以呢，在他要离开的那一天呢，那个这个整形外科医生呢，就把这个篮子里面的钱拿出来，给他买了一辆车。
And he gave him two set of keys.
然后给他两配钥匙，两把钥匙。
One set of keys is for the new car. One set of keys is for his own home.
所以他给了两把钥匙，一把钥匙是给他这个买的新车，然后另外一把钥匙是给他买了个房子。
And he told him, "You are family. You're always welcome back."
他说：“你是我们家里的成员，你总是欢迎你再回来。”
As he went back to his home, he's really confused.
所以当他回到家以后，他就整个人非常的混淆。
He felt that what's going on?
他就开始思考，为到底是怎么回事呢？
He was saying to Allah, "I'm okay with the car wreck."
他说他对阿拉他那个神说，他说：“那么我发生这个车祸就算了。”
Why do you put me in a Christian home where these people are good people to me?
而且你把我放在好像一个基督徒的家庭当中，让他们对我这么好。
But this is not what I learned from the Quran.
但是并不是在我从小被教导的可兰经告诉我，好像我们要与基督徒为敌。
I'm so confused. Please speak to me. Let me hear your voice, Allah.
他说我非常的混淆啊，请你对我说话，让我知道我现在的处境。
I want to hear that you love me.
我想听到你对我说你爱我。
Guess what Allah said?
然后猜一猜他的那个阿兰，他的拜的神对怎么对他说
？Absolutely nothing.
没有一点回应。
As he questioned his faith, he felt that the honorable thing to do is to end his own life.
当他对他的信仰产生质疑的时候，他觉得他唯一能做的事情就是结束自己的生命。
As he was about to put his gun into the place,
当他想要举枪自尽的时候。
He heard a voice from heaven.
他听到从天上一个声音
Kamal, Kamal.
在不断地呼叫他的名字 Kamal.
Who are you, Lord?
他说是谁在对我说话？你是谁？
I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
他是我是亚伯拉罕、以赛、雅各的神。
I have loved you.
我爱你。
Before you were born.
在你未出世以前，我就爱了你。
The Father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.It went into the room and filled it with his glory.
哇，这个亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神，那个时候就进入到那个房间的，充满那个房间。
His name is Yahweh, the Lord is one.
他说我的名字是耶和华亚伟。
There were holes in his hands and there were holes in his feet.
他把他手中和脚中的那个钉痕都向来展示。
He said to him, "Who are you, Lord?"
然后这个看嘛，这个男孩对他说，你到底是谁？
Jesus answered, "I am that I am."
他说我是我是。
I am the Alpha and I'm the Omega.
我是 Alpha and Omega.
I'm the beginning and I'm the end.
我是开始也是结束。
I've known you before the foundation of the world.
我在创世之前已经认识了你。
I've loved you when you were formed in your mother's womb.
我在你母腹当中被造之前我已经爱了你。
Rise up, Kamau, you are my warrior.
他说 Kamau, 你要兴起，你是我的使者。你是我的精兵。
You're not their warrior. You're my warrior.
你不是他们的精兵，你是我属我的精兵。
Kamau said to Jesus.
然后这个时候 ，Kamau 对耶稣说
：“I will live and die for you, Lord.”
他说：“主啊，我要为你而活，为你而死。”
Jesus said, “No.”
主说：“我不用你。”
I have died for you that you may live.
主说：“我已经为你死，以致你可以在我里面活。”
Kamau went on to preach the gospel to all the Islam.And facing daily threats for his life.
那之后，他把他的生命给了主。他去到伊斯兰的那个地方来传福音。他的生命每天都受到各种各样的逼迫。
God can save Kamau gloriously. God can save our family.
就像刚刚那个见证，神可以在荣耀的一个计划当中拯救 Kamau 的生命。他同样也可以拯救我们家人的生命。
Because he is the mighty savior.
因为他是那伟大的拯救者。
He is our God.
他是我的神。
He is my healer.
他是我的医治者。
And he is our Savior.
他是我的拯救者。
Let us all pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, we just welcome you. Welcome your presence.
主，我们来再次欢迎你的同在。
Jesus, we love you.
耶稣，我们爱你。
You're my God.
你是我的神。
You're my healer.
你是我的医治者。
You are my savior.
你是我的拯救者。
I have no other God but you.
除你外，我别无他神。
I will run to you for my healing.
主啊，我会跑到你的面前来求你来医治我。
I will expect you to fulfill your word.
主啊，我来期盼你在我生命中成就你的话语。
That all your promises are yes and amen in Christ.
主啊，你所有的应许在基督里面都是是的和 amen.
I will call upon your name and be saved every time.
主啊，当我每次来呼求你的名的时候，我求告你的名，就必得拯救。
If today there is anyone who has not accepted Jesus as your Savior,
如果我们当中今天你还有谁没有接受耶稣基督成为你个人的救主
，Don't wait，
不要再等，不要再迟疑了。
We'll grab that float and be rescued。
现在就抓住那个救生圈来得救。
Today your name can be in the book of life。
今天你做这个决定的时候，你的名字就记载在生命册上了。
I'm going to pray a prayer and everyone pray with me.
我要做一个祷告，我们大家一起跟着做这个祷告。
We're going to say sorry to Jesus.
让我们来神面前来认罪。
Repent of all our sins.
来认我们所有的罪过。
Give our rubbish to Jesus.
把我们所有的那些我们的伤害，我们的痛苦都丢给他。
Invite him to be our savior once again.
让我们来邀请他来成为我们生命的主。
So Lord Jesus,
亲爱的主耶稣
I thank you that you died for me.
我谢谢你为我而死。
I know I have sinned and done wrong things.
我知道我有罪，并且也冒犯了你。
I've committed the sins.
主啊，我知道我犯了罪。
And I cannot save myself.
我知道我靠自己我不能自救。
Today I invite you to be my savior.
今天我邀请你成为我的救主。
Come and save me, Lord.
主啊，求你来救我。
Come and save me from the penalty of sin.
求你来让我从罪的那个代价当中拯救出来。
Come and save me from all my rubbish in my life.
求你帮我从我生命的所有的垃圾当中，我的苦难当中搭救出来。
All my bondages.
我生命中所有的捆绑阴霾当中
I surrender my life to you once again
主我把我的生命再次的降服于你
Come and be my Lord and Savior
主啊求你来再次成为我生命的主我的救主
Heal my heart
主啊求你今天来医治我的心
Heal my disease
医治我的疾病复原
Because you are the mighty God
因为你是那至高的神
And I believe you
我相信你相信主
耶稣你是万民的救赎
Let us worship him
我们一起敬拜我们的主。
十字架能力是我们的盼望，同分真理，你已胜过死亡，永远掌权，永远得胜。
Lift up your hands, 敬拜耶稣。
敬拜耶稣。全地都扬声赞美耶稣，向世界宣告，唯有你是主，列国都将荣耀归给你。
我们敬拜你耶稣，
敬拜耶稣。 配得所有的荣耀。 世界宣告，唯有你是主，列国都将荣耀归给你。
敬拜耶稣，
敬拜耶稣，全地都扬声赞美耶稣，哪里都归你，全民都归你，唯有你配得所有。We are so grateful that you are my God.
主啊，我们就如此的庆幸是我们的主。
And today, if I have any problems in my life, you are my healer.
主啊，今天我生命中有任何的问题、任何的困难，主，我都来求告。
No matter what I've gone through in my life, you are still my healer.
主啊，不管我的生命经历怎样的遭遇，主，你都是我的医治者。
I am going to put my hand on my heart and give you all my pain.
主啊，我的按手在我的心上的时候，我把我所有的伤痛我都交给你，主。
I give you all my hurt.
我所有的伤害，主。
I give you all my hurt.
主，我把我所受的所有的伤痛我都交给你。
I'm going to let them go.
主，我现在做这个决定，我要放手。
I'm not going to talk about them anymore.
我不会再一次谈论我受的伤害、所受的痛苦。
Because you're my healer.
因为你是我的医治者。
You bind up my wounds.
主啊，你要医好那伤心的人，你要将我的伤痛包裹。
As I lay my hand on my heart, I also surrender all those problems in my health.
主啊，今天当我按手在我的心上的时候，把我身体上任何的疾病、所有的问题，我也摆在主你的脚前。
And in the name of Jesus, we bind the schemes of the enemy.
奉耶稣基督的名，我们捆绑一切仇敌的计划。
In the name of Jesus, we bind all those diseases.
奉耶稣的名，我们捆绑一切的疾病。
We bind every pain.
我们捆绑一切的疼痛。
We bind every cancer.
我们捆绑一切的癌症。
We 捆绑 every stomach disease.
我们捆绑一切胃的疾病。
Heart problems.
一切心脏的疾病。
Kidney and liver.
一切我们捆绑一切肾脏的疾病。
Pains in the shoulders.
我们捆绑一切在肩膀的疼痛。
We rebuke it in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣名，我们斥责这些的疼痛。
Pain in your back, I rebuke it in Jesus' name.
一切在你背部的疼痛，我们斥责你离开。
And I command my body be healed in the name of Jesus.
我命令我的身体得医治。
Your word say by your stripes I am healed.
主，你的话语说，因你的鞭伤我们得医治。
I confess your word.
主，今天我来宣告你的话语。
I believe your word.
主，我相信你的话语。
And I receive my healing.
今天我要领受我的医治。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Jesus, come and fill us anew.
Oh, 主，求你来充满我们，来更新我们。
Fill us with your Holy Spirit.
主，你的圣灵来充满我们。
Fill us, Lord.
主，来充满我们。
We receive from you.
Oh, 主，我们来领受你的同在，主。
Whatever need we have in our lives now, we receive.
不管我们现在任何的，我们生命中遇到什么样，主，我们领受你。Oh, 主啊。
We give you permission to touch us.
主，我们给你的许可，我们允许你今天来触摸我们。
We give you permission to come and bless us.
主，我们允许你住进，你求就来祝福我们每个人。
We give you permission to come and save us.
主，我们给你有许可，今天来医治，来拯救我们。
Come, Lord.
主耶稣，求你来到。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢你，我们的主。
Some of you need to forgive your parents.
我们当中有人，你可能需要来原谅你的父母。
Maybe they hurt you.
可能你的父母有伤害到你。
Maybe they haven't done a good job for you.
可能你觉得他们没有做一个好父母。
Forgive them.
我们今天可能要需要原谅他们。
Forgive them. Let it go.
你要原谅这种想法，要放手。
Because every time you see them, this hurt comes back.
因为每次可能你见到你父母的时候，你觉得这种伤痛又回到里面。
You need to let it go and forgive them.
你需要来今天要做这个决定，放手来原谅他们。
Honor them in your lives.
在你的生命，你的生命当中来尊荣他们。
Pray for them.
为你的父母祷告。
Thank you for the love of Jesus.
谢谢耶稣基督你的爱。
Thank you for your love, Lord.
谢谢主你的爱。
Father, we just want to lift up our family to you.
主，我们再次把我们的家人带到你面前。
We have some hardcore people that refuse you.
我们当中有很多有一些家人，感觉心很刚硬。
Who reject you because of various reasons.
可能因为很多不同的原因，他们拒绝你，拒绝你的救恩。
Lord Jesus, anoint our prayers these days.
主啊，求你亲自来恩膏我们的祷告。
That we may pray for them daily.
让我们每天都不住的、恒切的为他们祷告。
And see your mighty hand save them.
主，我们看到你大能的手来拯救他们。
Like you saved Kamal.
就好像你刚才你拯救这个见证当中的 Kamal 一样。
Save my family.
求你今天也来拯救我们的家人。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Please Amen. Be seated. Thank you. And thank you for making it to church today. I know it's very hard.
感谢主，谢谢大家来今天我们今天的聚会。
So be blessed.